Surrey's approved five-year budget for capital projects details more than $44.9 million for new or upgraded outdoor sport facilities in the city, including $16.8 million this year. Those projects don't include indoor facilities such as the $310 million Newton Community Centre, $131 million Cloverdale Sports and Ice Complex, or the expansion of City Centre Sports Complex, aka Chuck Bailey Recreation Centre, across Surrey. The current capital project details are found in the 2024 five-year, 2024 to 2028, financial plan oaked by the City Council on April 22. A news release from City Hall notes, key projects moving forward, in 2024 including a third hockey field at Tamanuas Park, $5.7 million, artificial turf field and parking lot expansion at Cloverdale Athletic Park, a covered lacrosse box and multi-sport box at South Surrey Athletic Park, field light upgrades at Softball City, artificial turf replacement at Jorth Road Park, natural grass cricket pitch at Sullivan Heights Park and ball diamond work at Sunnyside Park. Related. New site in Newton for $310 million community center on plot garden land. Story continues below budget and timeline for Surrey's major capital projects over the next 5 years. Source: Surrey. CA. These projects will get underway immediately as they advance through various stages of public consultation, detailed design and construction in the months and years ahead, the city's news release trumpets. Also planned are $3.1 million in track upgrades at the new Bear Creek Stadium, with completion targeted this fall. The infield grass there will remain a natural grass sports field, for football games and athletic training, meets. Mayor Brenda Locke calls Bear Creek Stadium a game-changer for Surrey's sports amenity infrastructure, with hopes of elevating Surrey's reputation as a destination for sports and community events. Photos. Our first look at Surrey's new stadium at Bear Creek Park. Other projects noted in the city's budget include demolition of the old North Surrey Recreation Center, $3.5 million. The Rec Center was decommissioned a few years ago, and the site will be redeveloped by Surrey City Development Corporation, SCDC, with an office development in the future, the report notes. Building demolition will be done by year's end. Surrey is also planning a virtual sports hall of fame with $700,000 for a dynamic online experience, augmented with select in-person opportunities at some civic facilities. The sports hall of fame will share experiences and achievements of sport in Surrey. At Onwin Park in Newton, the city has acquired the last property to expand this community park. A range of new amenities will be required to meet that growth and changing demographics, including accessible washrooms to meet the requirements of the Jumpstart Playground and walking amenities such as trails and paths. South Surrey Arena is getting an indoor video display for $400,000. The new system will enhance fan engagement and create new advertising opportunities for the city and user groups, including the Surrey Eagles junior hockey team, the report says. Elsewhere, the city is budgeting $2.3 million for the design and construction of a disc golf course at Port Mann Park and, as part of a joint-use operating agreement with Surrey School District, $2.3 million for rubberized track resurfacing at North Surrey Secondary School. In Fleetwood, it'll cost $7.5 million to replace the roof of Surrey Sport and Leisure Complex. The existing roof is 28 years old, is in poor condition, and has reached the end of its service life, the report says.